Babe, you're home early.
Welcome back.
Can you hold on a sec? Wait outside.
Yeah, I know you're tired from work, but just
wait out here. Okay? Okay. Now you can come inside. Wait, no, actually, close your eyes. Yes, stupid. Close them. Please? For me? Okay. Okay, come in. Don't laugh. But I felt bad that you had to go to work on your birthday, so I thought I'd be nice and make you a dinner for when you came home. But, my cooking skills are a little subpar, as I have found, and as the fire alarm has found as well. No, don't look in the kitchen. Just sit down at the table and don't look at the stove that definitely isn't burned. So, as our amazing gourmet 5-star meal I have, take out from your favorite place. Woo! I took it out of the car and put it on the nice plates myself. I know, I absolutely slaved over this just for my loving boyfriend. Sorry, I couldn't have done more. I just wanted to do something nice for you since we haven't been able to do that much for your birthday yet. And it's always so shitty having to work on your birthday, but hey, you're home now, and we can eat together. Is it still warm? Okay, good. So, does it taste better now that it's on your birthday, or is it just the same? Better? How so?
Is it because you're eating with me?
Yeah, that was cheesy, huh? So, how was work? Was it at least okay? I'm sorry. That sounds awful. Why do you even still work there if they treat you like that? Sorry, not trying to pressure you, just I get so fucking frustrated when they treat you like that. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad for you that you're getting treated like that on your birthday. Did they even wish you happy birthday? Your coworkers? Baby, fuck them. Whatever, they don't matter. They're probably jealous you're eating such a gourmet meal on your birthday. Seriously though, that's fucked up. If it makes you feel any better, my friends texted me asking to wish you a happy birthday. Yeah. Almost all of them did. Tyler said happy birthday, Mallory did too, so did Jill, Marianne. They love you. I told you that they would like you, and they even wished you a happy birthday. When you met them, they really did like you. And my friends are super picky too, so. You should feel honored they like you so much. Seriously though, are you okay? You don't seem happy. I know. I know it's been hard for you lately. I can tell these sort of things. You've just been off, and I hate that you feel like this. If I could take all this pain off your shoulders so you can enjoy something, anything without feeling that emptiness, I would. You mean the world to me. So if there's anything I could do to make that pain go away, let me know, and I'll do it without thinking. Has the medicine been helping at all? Just give it time. It's supposed to take away the pain part, but the numbness is just a part of the healing process. I know it's tough, but it's supposed to pass. Stop. Don't say that. You're not ruining anything. I wanted to date you, dumbass. If loving was easy, then everyone would do it. And I told you I'd stay by your side until you felt better. And I mean that. In the negative 0.00000000000% chance that anything happened to us, which won't happen because I'll literally die if something happened to us, I'd still be by your side. No matter what, I'm serious. I care about you a lot. And I hate that you just let yourself suffer like this. If you need something from me, you shouldn't be afraid to talk to me, you know? I'm not gonna judge you. So just, if things like that are bothering you, just tell me. I'm not gonna hate you. Stop apologizing. You're not ruining anything. It's your birthday. You can't ruin your own birthday. Anyway, not to change the topic, but I do have a surprise for you. Come on, you'll like it. Are you done eating? Okay, close your eyes. Trust me. Closing your eyes the first time worked out, didn't it? So, no risk in doing it a second time, huh? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my handsome. Happy birthday to you. Go ahead. Blow out your candles. Now, I'm no baker, so I also got this from our favorite spot downtown. I didn't want to big cake because I knew you felt guilty about eating big cakes. Big cakes. Babe? Are you... Baby, please don't cry. Why are you crying? Was it too much? No. I love you. Seriously, I mean it. All of this, I meant it. It was all for you. What? Yes, of course you deserve it. You deserve everything. You deserve more than this, even. I should have got you a yacht, the moon, fucking an island. Seriously, you deserve everything this world can give you. Everything I can give you. And I wanted to do more. You deserve everything. Don't say you don't deserve this. I wouldn't want to spend your birthday with anyone but you. I know it's hard to believe that right now, but look at me. Look at me. Let me wipe those off your face. Hey, you mean the world to me, okay? It fucking breaks my heart to see you cry. Especially on your birthday. I love you. A lot. So please believe me when I tell you I care about you. And you deserve all the love that I can give you. You deserve everything. Seriously. No. That's not your present. Just your daily affirmations. I'll give those to you no matter what day it is, my love. Is the cake good? Okay, cool. I knew it was your favorite flavor, but I still get nervous that your taste will change and you won't like it anymore. Stupid fear. Who doesn't like this kind of flavor? Oh, I almost forgot. Your present. Shit. Open it. No, you're not gonna cry. At least I hope you won't. Now, I know you're not much of a jewelry guy, but I thought that bracelet would look really nice on you. I got this one because... See the little turtle pendant? I got it because, you know, our first date was at the aquarium, and our first kiss was in front of the turtle enclosure. I see that silvery color in the beads? It really matches your eyes. So, when I saw it, I thought that this was perfect for you. So, let me put it on you. So nice, baby. Do you like it? Baby, don't cry again. I just wanted to give my world some pretty stuff to wear. Come on. You're gonna make me cry. Just give me a hug. I love you. Happy birthday, my love. I hope I made your birthday at least a little better. So, are you mentally prepared for your last gift? Come on. I know you'll like this one. No, it's not gonna make you cry, I promise. Well, maybe. But this one we have to take a little field trip to go get. Come on, get up. Hold my hand. Let me show you. Okay. Sit down on the bed. Come on. Just trust me. What bad has come from you closing your eyes today? Okay. Good. Okay. Okay, open them. Ta-da! It's me. Do you like it? I know you like the red lace one I had before, but I found this blue panty set. It's got a little bow on it too, if you wanna, you know, unwrap me. Come on, don't look at me like that. There. Now I'm on your lap. So, if you wanna unwrap me, your present's waiting for you, my love. Are you okay? We don't have to do this if you don't want to. Seriously. Right, if you're not in the mood, I just wanted to chew. You could have just said yes. Is that your phone in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Come on, idiot. You're totally hard. You must really like these panties, then. I mean, I bought them for you, so if you like them so much, you can touch them. They're for you anyway. Your hands feel really nice. Pulling me in closer like that. You like when I run my hand across that cock of yours through your jeans? Why are you even still in your work pants? Here, let me take care of these for you. You like seeing me on my knees taking your clothes off? I can tell. You're even harder than before. Do you want me to suck it? Stop being stupid. Of course I don't mind. You're the birthday boy. It's whatever you want for tonight. Of course, I want to. Who wouldn't want to suck a cock like that? You taste so good. Feeling it get harder, my mouth feels so incredible. I feel you twitching in my mouth. Does it feel that good? And down your cock like it's a fucking popsicle. Oh, it tastes as good as one. I could eat you up. The noises you're making are really turning me on. Please keep moaning like that. deep throat it for you, baby. Would you like that? Me taking it all the way to the back of my throat. Oh, don't be gentle. I can take it. Don't worry. Fuck. Are you close? You want to come down my throat? You can. I want you to. Jesus, you came so much. Did my mouth feel that good, baby? I mean, you kind of already answered with how hard you came. So, what do you want me to do now? You want me to get on top and ride you, or do you want me to... What was that? You want to be on top? Baby, it's your birthday. You're not supposed to do any of the work. I'm the present, I know, but you deserve to be treated like a king today. Seriously? I mean, if that's what you really want, then I guess you can fuck me like that. Okay, there. Now you're on top. So, now, what do you want me to... I can't take it anymore. I'm so fucking wet. Please, please come on. Don't tease me anymore. I've been such a good girl on your birthday. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Tonight, my love, my heart, my soul, and this pussy are all yours to take. It's my present to you. Oh, fuck. Yes, use me like your little fuck toy. Fuck me harder. Oh, don't be gentle with me. I'm for you to use, baby. Yeah, that feels so fucking good. Oh. You're amazing. You're so fucking hot. Baby, please put your hands around my throat. I want you to choke the life out of me while you're fucking me. Fucking hell. It's so fucking hot. Seeing the bracelet I cut you on your wrist while you choke me and fuck me so fucking deep. Oh, no, baby, baby, please don't rub my clit while you're doing both. No, it's too much, dude. It's overstimulating. I'm gonna come if you keep doing that. Calm down. Fuck. Oh, is that how you're gonna play it? You're such a bully, such a stingy birthday boy. I'm so close. This is too much. This is too fucking much. I'm gonna come. Baby, please. Please have mercy. It feels so fucking good. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it. Your birthday better? Okay, just checking. I thought I'd ask just in case.
Fuck. Oh, my throat is still throbbing.
You really like it when I ask you to choke me, don't you? Didn't think I had a submissive side, did you? I normally take the lead, and I was gonna, but it's your birthday, so you can get what you want, I guess. And hey, the night's still young. Maybe later I can lead.
Don't pin me down like that. I was gonna cuddle with you anyway, stupid. You don't have to force me.
I love you, you know. You know? You mean so much to me. And I mean it every time I say it. I wanted you to have a good birthday because you deserve it. Not just today, but every day. I want you to know that. I'm not trying to be sappy. I just care about you. And I don't ever want you to feel like you aren't loved. Because no matter what, I'm always gonna love you. I promise. Cuddling with you makes me feel so safe. I know it feels like I'm always smothering you, and I'm sorry if it feels that way, but I don't want there to be a night that goes by that I'm not in your arms. You're my world, baby. I mean it. Seriously, don't scoff at me. I'll keep reassuring you until you believe it, okay? Okay? Stupid. Okay. I don't know about you, but I am hungry. Do you want to eat the rest of the cake? It's kind of just sitting in the kitchen. And I won't lie to you, I've been thinking about that cake for a while now. No, I wasn't thinking about cake while we were having sex. Maybe. Okay, a little. Oh, come on. We have the same favorite cake flavor, so I'm gonna want some more. Okay, so here's the plan. You and I are gonna eat some cake in bed, cuddle a bit, watch some Netflix, and then fall asleep. Does that sound good? Okay, cool. Because that was going to be the plan, whether or not you said yeah. Happy birthday, my love.